Greetings in the Lord, and it's wonderful to be here in fellowship with the believers this weekend. And we might read briefly, please, in Psalm number 3. Psalm 3 has been a little meditation this past week on my part, and we trust the Lord's blessing, what is read, what is said. Psalm 3, and we'll try and be on time here. Okay, Psalm 3, and a title here, Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now, that's just kind of hard to envisage that, isn't it? King David fleeing from Absalom, his son. We'll come back to that. Anyway, verse 1, Lord, how have they increased who trouble me? Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say to me, of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah. That little word, Selah, in my mind, it divides the psalm up into three sections, section 1, section 2 now, verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck down all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah. May the Lord just take up a blessing here and the reading and what might be said from this beautiful psalm. Psalms are given, I think, for our encouragement, and we all need that life's journey, for our direction, for our help, and for our comfort many times as well, as our guidance, lead me. And I can see all that in the psalms, and how precious. I think you can sense in the Psalms a number of different avenues to take, whether it be the experience of David, many times out of David, as you have in this psalm, and the circumstances of life. Okay, that would be an area. Another area for the Psalms is that of Israel. Many times it was God's people, that godly remnant, in a very special way, and even touching on the future and millennium, as we have it here in verse number 8, salvation. And there's going to be a great day of salvation. It's come our door, and it will come to Israel as well in a future day. So the Psalms looked at in a different way, in different ways. And especially in the Psalms, many times you can see the Lord Jesus Christ, and that would be precious, wouldn't it, beloved, to see Christ in the scriptures, in all the scriptures, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have it here, for example, in verse number 4, I was thinking, I cried with my voice and he heard me, the Lord Jesus. And indeed, that can be said of him and salvation. Verse 7, save me, oh my God. Now we know that he came through the cross work, finished work, and he was delivered, not from it, but through it, wasn't he? Our blessed Savior. Not only that, it can very well be, and maybe this is where we would best relate, as something of the experience of God's people. And maybe we can see that as we look down the psalm. So that little word, Selah, to me, it divides it up through the psalms. If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw somewhere where that word Selah is mentioned some 71 times through the psalm, the word Selah. And what does it mean? What's the lesson in that for us. Just simply, very simply, stop, meditate upon, think of what we've read, you know, and beloved, that's needful in our day, just to stop in our tracks, or just to, like the weekend, just to be called aside from the world and so on, and the worker world and wherever we are in it, and band together and join together and fellowship together. Wonderful thing. So stop when we get the word sila. So what I'm thinking, hurriedly now, three sections. This is the way it appealed to me. First of all, verses 1 and 2, the problem. There was trouble, okay, as you have trouble mentioned in verse number 1, the problem. And then I was thinking verses 3 and 4, I could see the protection, the shield and so on, the things that are mentioned in that particular section we will come to. And that final section is the peace. Need not fear, need not be afraid. The peace, verse number 6, I will not be afraid. So those were the three little headings I had over the section. So go back now, go back. The problem, trouble. Now this to me is hard to just envisage. How that David on this occasion, he could vacate the throne and run for his life from his son Absalom. How could his family, how could that ever be done? You know, I have two boys, two sons, and either one of them would give me a call or encourage me and support me and say, Dad, is there something I could do for you? Or could I be with you? And in the circumstances of life and so on, it's hard for me to imagine how a son, Absalom, could be so rebellious. The chasing of his father and David going over the Kidron and vacating the throne. And then there were others too, the enemy that saw him on the other side, people like Shimei, who cursed David and threw stones at him and so on, and said, well, you're getting what you deserve. So that was all the trouble that he was faced with. You know, I think David, it just seemed sort of a life of trouble, full of trouble, many, many different occasions. And the people just standing back and saying, verse number 2, look, David, where's your helper? Where's your God now? Where's the one in whom you trust? You're running. Oh, just wait. That's not the end of the story. So these are some of the problems. And then I think in our day, the problems that face believers and Christians, maybe in school, in college, you know, and taking a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe in places of employment, and they're just maybe not able to excel and have those other management positions and so on because of strife and because of just a little envy, hate toward the Christian. I've seen that. Sad. There it exists. And so, and then the reproach and the persecution, problems, all kinds. Maybe domestic problems, problems in the home. How many stories I get relate there? Again, just visit the home. And sometimes just things aren't going as smoothly. And you know, you want to just give an encouragement and get back to sharing and reading the scriptures and together and somehow deal with the problem, cast it upon the Lord and so on, as we shall see in a moment. So the problems that face us, Darby has a note on some of the Psalms in this Psalm. He said a little remark that I remember here, noted down. He says, when the Lord comes in before the trouble, it will solve and help. When the Lord comes in before the trouble. And so in the trouble, through the trouble, can you look to the Lord in it and find strength and help? So the problem here and all the trouble that faced David, but let me say this again, Christ is over all. above all, in all, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must just, again, cast the burden upon the Lord and look to him dependently in the situations of life, and hopefully rise above the circumstances in which we're found and look to the Lord. And difficult at the times when the trouble just seems to be overwhelming. But may we be prepared for it in some way. I think that's what Darby's hinting at. When the Lord, and you've got a word from the Lord, or you've got the Lord to look to, his word to go back on, is a comfort in these times of trouble. Let me just think of the protection, what David experienced here. I'm going to pick up in verse number 3. He says, a shield, my shield. He says, my glory. Thirdly, the lifter up of my head. Here's David in all this, the problem. But now that, what shall I say? The solution. And the protection that he cannot, I was thinking the shield. What happened to you? I haven't got it. My New International here with me. But the New International says it's protection all around. It's protect. The shield is that which would protect all around. Oh, you know, that is what our Lord wants to come in and prove himself. Present help and a protection in the midst of danger, in the midst of trouble. He is my butler. He's my defense. He is that shield all around. Okay? That to me is wonderful. And then he says, not only that, my shield, but he says, you are my glory. You are my excellence. In all your majesty, in all your great attributes, that's the glory. Oh, Moses, you know, Moses, show me your glory. Oh, the wonderful. To behold in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ something of the glory, and in turn be changed in so beholding our Lord and his glory. Crowned, the Lord Jesus, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste of death for every man. Oh, the Lord Jesus in all his glory. The law given by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Behold his glory. Okay? So my shield, my glory, the lifter up of my head. I thought of David fleeing from Absalom and yet able to lift up his head. I don't know. You get the picture of it. He would be sad. His head would be down. But oh, here's the lifter up of his head. Because he was looking to the Lord, and he had this protection in a time of trouble, storm. Okay? The lifter up of my head, David. I think of him as he left Jerusalem and so on, and ran for his life, as it were. Verse number 4, I cried to the Lord. Isn't that precious? Where else can we go, beloved? In a time of storm, time of trouble. Just look to the Lord. So I think of David here. How precious. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill, Zion. What's up at Zion? Oh, I wonder. The testimony up at Zion, the tabernacle pitched and so on up at Zion, where God met with his people up at Zion. That's what David at Zion. Okay, the Lord and the holy hill of the Lord. Thirdly, finally, the peace. I'm looking here, verses 5 down to verse 8. The peace, again in verse number 6, he says, I will not be afraid. Oh, beloved, in the midst of the storm, the peace of God. What does Paul write and say again? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Oh, thankful for peace with God. Sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Wonderful thing. God's visitation and God's salvation. And now the believer can know something, the peace of God. What Isaiah says, you would likely be familiar with the passage. Is it Isaiah 26? He says, perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. David in the midst of the storm. You in the midst of your particular circumstance of life, get beyond that and look to the Lord and value and appreciate his peace. Perfect peace. John 4, he says, my peace I give you, not as the world give I unto you. His peace. The world really can't give the peace that we can find in our Lord Jesus Christ. But the world doesn't possess it. The world can't give it. But thank God, there's peace. And we have experienced that. So you end with David. And really, he's just thinking of others. And he's thinking of their safety is more important than my safety. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Kind of reminds you a little bit about of the words of Jonah, isn't it? In his desperate situation. Salvation is of the Lord. So here's David. He said, salvation belongs to the Lord. You know something again about David? Past experiences led to his trust and his confidence in the Lord, the goodness of God. I don't know about you, but yeah, like quite likely, we're not very different, really. But you know, in the difficulties and the circumstances of life, we recount the goodness of God in the past, and it helps us through the difficulty in our journey down here, doesn't it? So past experiences afford many times comfort and blessing in times of difficulty in our day. And every one of us, well, none of us are exempt from it, okay? So the Lord comfort, bless, encourage. And that's what you have at the last verse again, God's blessing upon his people. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The blessings of the Lord. So here's David then in these particular circumstances. And the Lord, unchangeable. He had proven it, and he was trusting the Lord in and through it. The Lord encouraged.